Yes, this poem I dedicated to Georgia O'Keeffe, but she didn't like. But she liked my cooking. I cooked for her one day. You know oyster plant? Oyster plant? Somebody knows oyster plant. No, no, no. You know oyster plant. It's a kind of sunflower group and purple flower. And only open in 10 o'clock morning to 2 o'clock afternoon, then close. And after blooming, just like dandelion, big ball. This plant started from India. And probably Alexander Great, he brought back to Greek to cultivate, because you can eat root, just like carrot. And the Chinese brought to China, and the Japanese brought from China to Japan, and American white immigrant brought from Europe to here, now getting wild all over the United States. So smells like oyster. So I'm joking this poem. On a summer morning, walking in Japanese mountain wood, a 16-year-old boy, I met my first love. This round-faced girl, slim body, sharp red, gold eyes, not really shy, liked me to look at her, dressed up green just for me. We met in a high meadow. I called her Mountain Lady, behind a thorn fence, watching her lips blooming in summer morning light. Crossing many, many winters, gray-headed man finds his way to a new continent, walking wood in southern Rockies with another summer morning light. I meet my old love. She is still 16 years old as before, with a round face and edible root, a native yellow South Asian plant. What a traveler walking east to Japan, wandering west to the Rockies, without fear, without feet, from my mountain lady's golden face, shine out beauty, intelligence, and patience. No beginning, no ending to love. Whenever summer blooms back over us, we meet in a high meadow, weaving fuzzy globe of star seed cluster, waiting for another summer to glide. Don't call my lady oyster plant. So next time, maybe it's too hot here, a little north. This plant, northern New Mexico, many, California, many.